away. You give me smoke and I just fan it away. I can't let nothing come and stand in my way. I'm just a man on his way, and I'm still out here trying to function. Fell in love with my hustle and my gumption, ducking all the dumb. You know, most of my nights is with aroma. She falling for me or falling through for some of this doja. Only cat on my brain, man, he patted the same. A pat on my back for my maneuvers ain't scatter my brain. Sicker than your average. Pop a twist cabbage with the best as we get close. Shotgun toast, get blown down the throat. I'm an ill shawty, the whole antidote.
I know.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Leanin' with Jeff. Today's episode, I will be analyzing a song I wrote for one of my classes. And this happened to be the last song that I wrote for the class, and it's a genre that I have never written before. So I would like to share with you guys the lyrical process, the creative process of how I became to come about with this song. I will be discussing the content of the songs, the structure, the wordplay, and finally the genre and how that influenced the entirety of the creation of the song. After that, I will focus on the idea, the topic of songs today, and turn on five or so songs that are good to listen to on a sunny day like today. Today's weather is very, very nice. Sunny. It's cold, but it's still sunny. So I hope you guys all have a chance to go outside and enjoy the sun, enjoy the weather. Including me, it is a very, very hectic period of the semester. Final projects, final essays, final exams are coming very, very soon. If not, have already passed for some of you guys, or is a continuing process. I hope you guys are able to get through this time successfully, persevere it with positive energy, and I'm sure that the summer is waiting with a very, very great energy. So good luck to everyone who is studying, everyone who is writing, everyone who is creating a project for your courses. And I also want to congratulate everyone for making it to the last week of the semester. And for some of you guys, it will be an end of a year, you know, an end of your third, second, first, fifth, sixth, seventh year at university or at any institution. So I want to congratulate you guys for coming this far. And I hope you guys are able to end it off with a strong and positive note. Summer is coming. Always exciting. I can't believe summer is already here. I can remember UBC closing down for 2 days because of the snow. And I remember coming to school on a snowy day. And it was interesting. But I can't believe those days are over. Sun and warmth is coming soon, and I hope you guys are very excited to experience that warmth one more time. I think the summer in Canada is very great, and I think it's that perfect balance between warmth and a little bit of cool wind, so you don't feel too roasted when you're outside for a couple hours. But I do recommend put on some sunscreen because you can get sunburn, and that is not a great feeling. All right. Without further ado, let's get through some ads, some PSAs, station IDs for the intro, and I will see you guys in roughly 4 to 5 minutes. So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam Nisiaya, and the Skakuya to leave Tin, who must we must stay.
Moon River, the collaborative new project for members of the Juno-nominated Indie Folk Mainstays, The Wooden Sky and Linda Ortega, Kathleen Edwards, and Corb Lund's bands, could easily be described as a supergroup of sorts. Not just because of their collective talents, but because the music on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Their knack for creating sonic worlds that are at once lightly trippy and wholly inviting means that as much as they draw on inspirations from decades past, they maintain a pleasing, distinctly out-of-time feel. Described as Buddy Holly meets krautrock, it's something that you need to hear to fully comprehend. And Vancouverites will have the chance on April 5th at Green Autobody at 1822 Pandora Street, alongside Brandon Wolf Scott and Jody Glenham. Advance tickets are on sale now via Eventbrite for $22.63. So get yours now and mark your calendar to see Moon River live on Friday, April 5th. The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta, featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, Los Angeles indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalists Witch, renowned soundscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
At 11 a.m. every Wednesday, tune in to CITR 101.9 FM for Radio Arts by Danny Gall, a series featuring artworks made especially for radio broadcast, presented by the Belkin Gallery at UBC and the Polygon Gallery at the Lonsdale Quay, in tandem with two exhibitions of major works by the artist. Composed of a vast archive of sound documents, these broadcasts invite us as embodied listeners to consider the relationship of political events to acoustic events. They can be understood as both historical documents and musical compositions in the tradition of music concrete. As the transmission unfolds, we hear a full spectrum of Gall's approach to making art for radio. From selected episodes of Different Time, Different Pitch, Different Place, commissioned by Documenta 14 in 2017, to the two-part radio play entitled Vertiginous, commissioned in 2023 for the podcast series Uncertain Groundlessness, Navigating Dizziness Together.
The world's most shocking monster.
That techno rock you guys listen to is godless.
I'm sure.
And the only reason you don't understand our music is that you don't like it.
After I'm gone, your Earth will be free to live out its miserable span of existence.
Can anyone stop their mechanical mail?
All of my most sensitive areas were inflamed. My extremities pulsating with tingling sensation.
Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
Swaying back and forth. A beautiful thing taking me away.
You are a robot.
You must listen to Synaptic Sandwich.
Saturday nights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
All right, everyone, my name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. As I mentioned before, today's episode will be about a song that I wrote, and we'll be analyzing that song. So let's get into it. The chosen format of the song is a duet. I've never written a duet before. I ended up performing it on my own, and it was very fun to write because you get a chance to write about two perspectives, but the two perspectives have their own distinct voices. Whereas in a song with one individual singing about him or herself, although the speaker is singing about other people, other secondary characters, they're not really portraying them in a almost accurate sense, I guess, of that character or perspective that the speaker is taking. And so I think it's very interesting to see how in duets, each verse, each new perspective has its own distinct voice. And it's almost like, or I'd say most likely, it's two people having a conversation in a very musical manner. And so in this case, I wrote a song called Do You Remember about two men who are in their late 20s to 30s, around that time frame. And it is a song that immerses in a very vivid image of reminiscence in emotion. So it's a song about reflection and looking back on memories and pulling out those memories with specificity and saying it in a very musical manner and sharing those and creating relevancy between these two characters. The song delves into a journey through time, which is also a main theme of the song. And so it recounts the shared experiences between Nick and Jamin, who are the two characters in the song. And it explains the bonds of friendship, how they built it, what it means, and evidently the bond reflects the way they speak with each other and the things that they share with each other, because without the bond, whatever they're talking about would not make any sense to other people. And so the choice of words within the song are very deliberate, which aims to evoke a sense of nostalgia and a heartfelt sentiment. And the very, very strength, I'd say, within the song is the specificity within language. And what I mean by this is there are scenes that are built within the song that are so specific, it's almost not a song for the audience, but more so about a song to the character in the song. So it's almost the listeners are listening to two people singing rather than the audience immersing themselves into the song. Because the song is so intimate with each other, it's almost hard to fully immerse, for the audience to fully immerse within the song. And I think this new approach really was an interesting thing because it's giving the audience a chance to take on a new perspective and a new position with a song. You know, a song doesn't always need to be relevant. It doesn't always need to have the audience fully immersed within the song. It could almost be a spectating process. So, before we get into it more deeper, let's get through the verses and the lyrical sheet of the music itself. So the first verse we can go through is sung by Nick. It starts off with, "Do you remember in the third grade we'd pull so many pranks? We'd catch a cricket during recess time, release him in class. But we'd only find one a day despite looking all around, their juniper skin camouflaged with the leaves on the ground." So that's the first scene. We can immediately see that the scene is being built within a classroom setting. In third grade, the friends would go outside, catch crickets, and they would release him in class, you know, as a prank. But it also has this rich imagery that describes the cricket and how that color, the juniper skin, is being camouflaged behind the leaves in the ground. And then we move on to verse 2, where Jamin is talking about another memory that they are reminiscing about. It starts off with, "Do you remember in seventh grade?" So we kind of see the immediate time jump there. "Do you remember in seventh grade when we had Mr. Miller, a history teacher who didn't have much humor? Put a whoopee cushion on his chair, then the laughter spilled everywhere. Got sent out to the hallway alone, feeling like a winner." Again, Jamin is emphasizing on the pranks that he would make, that he would go for during seventh grade. It seems like the prank is not only a comedic aspect that is played within the lyrics, but also a tool in which the characters Nick and Jamin are relating with each other. And so the prank plays a great, great role in the creation of Nick and Jamin's bond within their childhood. So there's a bit of a deeper meaning between the idea of pranks. So the specificity, once again, a history teacher, you know, it's talking about Mr. Miller, who was a history teacher who didn't have much humor. And then the prank itself, putting a whoopee cushion on his chair, and then the laughter spilling everywhere. That imagery also, you know, the laughter is spilling into the classroom. And then Jamin getting sent out to the hallway. The chorus then comes in, and the chorus is made with a more generalized lyrics, but it also takes on a very, very interesting simile within the chorus, because I wanted to add as much specificity into the song as possible, because a duet is a very intimate genre, and to make it intimate, you have to have the characters be very close within each other. And to do that, there needs to be some sort of imagery or simile that is incorporated. So the chorus goes, oh, those times, they have gone by. Like the 34th bus every single morning. Remember, remember those laughter said out loud. The high-pitched voices are no longer to be found. Very specific. The high-pitched voices are reflecting on the age group of Nick and Jamin at that time. So it's another time jump past. And then it's saying the 34th bus every single morning, passing like time. So that comparison right there, how time is being compared to the 34th bus, in this case, is the bus that Nick and Jamin would probably have taken to go to school. And then we move on to the third verse, where Nick is talking about eighth grade. So it's another time jump. So, "Do you remember summer during eighth grade? You brought 2,000 Thunder Bomb fireworks. Set them one by one out into the woods, wearing your Phineas and Ferb PJs." Very specific, the timeline of 8th grade. 2,000 Thunder Bomb fireworks. And then he set them off in the woods while he was wearing the Phineas and Ferb PJs. So that PJ too, you know, you could always say that, you know, you were wearing your pajamas. But by adding what was on the pajama, you know, that design really adds into the specificity, but also helps the characters envision that specific time period in their lives. Jamin goes ahead and responds in the fourth verse, "Do you remember I got sent into a lone cabin for that? It was awful alone, the aroma of smoke and hearth. As I laid down to sleep with the shadow of branches over my head, you came right in and laid beside my bed." So here, it's explaining the consequences of the prank. You know, it's going into a more linear flow. It's not time jumping. It's kind of relating right after what had happened when Jamin pulled those fireworks off. And then there's a very interesting line where the comedy aspect is absent. Rather, the last line of the fourth verse, "You came right in and laid beside my bed," almost signifies the existing bond between Nick and Jamin and how their friendship is way more close and intimate, and how the friendship contains a deep sense of care within each other. And then that therefore makes this song more of a reminiscing genre of, you know, their friendship and how it built up throughout the years. The chorus then moves on to this line, oh, those times, they have gone by. That line of the chorus is a repetitive aspect of it. And then it goes on to say, like our neighborhood creek, time flows with a sigh. That very interesting comparison with time flowing with a sigh, which is a human characteristic. So you can kind of hear that sense of how time is kind of flowing. And then it says, "Remember, remember our rich imagination, branches as our weapons, tree trunks our salvation." So again, that comparison between branches as weapons, that imagination. This, I think, line could be very relevant to some people, you know, using these outdoor objects as, you know, weapons or, you know, certain imaginatory scenes. And then we move on to the next verse of Nick saying, "Do you remember our college graduation spree?" Goes ahead, another time jump from elementary school to college. "We went to Nepal to climb a pole called a peak. I think we got through 20 Rice Krispies to keep up with our pace as our energy leaked." It's jumping to a specific scene in their college graduation years. They went to Nepal, climbed a mountain, and then it's going through the process of, you know, the specificity again, eating almost 20 Rice Krispies to keep up with their pace as their energy leaked. So it's setting up the scene of where they were, what they did, you know, what struggles they went through, and why. So these questions of answering all these different avenues and all these different perspectives really puts into the specificity, again, within the song, making the audience paint a more vivid picture of what is going on within the song and the verse itself. So Jamin replies, "Do you remember the crispy leaves whispering in our ears? As we stood up there, the coral horizon appear. The chill we got, it cooled our sweat, it cooled our sores. The steam in our mugs vanished into the mountain's embrace." So, the crispy leaves whispering in our ears, that sound, that sensory detail, and then describing the horizon as coral, you know, that coral color, you know, instead of just saying red or orange, it's just that coral, that orangey brightness of a color when the horizon appeared. And then the chill is almost given a human characteristics, is almost given a power of saying cooling their sweat, but also cooling their sores. You know, these double engagement of the coolness of the air affecting Nick and Jamin. And then how the steam is vanishing into the mountain's embrace. And the chorus goes on to say, oh, those times, they have gone by. The stinging in our voice from the dust we kick. Remember, remember the resplendent scarlet sun, the warmth brushing through our skin as we run. Now, the stinging in our voice from the dust we kick reflects on them climbing up in the mountain and how all those dust and dirt is being kicked, and that is ultimately giving their voices a little bit of a sting. And then the sun being described as resplendent scarlet sun. And you can hear, it's very evident, the sound of the S, the resplendent scarlet sun. You know, this repetitiveness of sounds really plays into the flow, but also the pacing of the song itself. When you're singing it, the same sounds can come off as a tool to creating a more smoother flow within the lyrics. And then it ends off with the warm brushing through. You know, it's brushing. It's not touching, but it's brushing through the skin. And then the last two verses saying, Nick, I will remember the birds, the birth of your kids playing on the playground in the school we both went. The barbecues we'll have, the summer water park trips we'll have. Oh, when those times come, we'll remember. Now it's switching the perspective of I remember, but we'll remember. I'll remember. It's touching upon the future events and how those events will be remembered. And it's almost like a prediction process of we will live on together, making new memories, and we'll be reminiscing upon the scenes that we won't, that we didn't experience yet. And it's almost foreshadowing those events. Jamin goes ahead and replies, I'll remember you celebrating your kid's college grad, the tears in your eyes, but acting strong like a dad. The grandkids will have, oh, the crowdedness in their laughs. Oh, when those times come, we'll remember. The chorus, sung by Jamin, ends off with a more of a generic note saying, oh, those times, they will go by. Like the sun setting from the sky and the moon showing light. We'll remember, remember the aliveness that was in our face, how we used to sprint towards life's embrace. So it ends off with a more generic note of how, you know, they had this aliveness in their face and how they used to go ahead in their life's embrace, which signifies that they have gone old. They have, you know, done a lot of the years. And again, describing the time is like the sun and the moon. It's almost cliche how we all know that the sun is going to come up in the morning and the moon's going to come up at night. And so that cliche aspect, it's almost representing the idea of the mundanity. And how life, you know, sometimes it's ordinary, you know, it's just a process of repetition. And sometimes recognizing it can bring a sense of, you know, a sense of excitement and anticipation. All right. So before we get a little bit more deeper into the creative aspects of it, why don't we listen to the song Arcade Fire? It's called Wake Up. So here we go. I hope you guys enjoy. We'll be right back. right, everyone. That was Wake Up by Arcade Fire. We'll get through some more detail into the rhyming scheme of it, of the song that I wrote, and then we'll kind of end off there. So as you guys noticed, the song follows a rhyming scheme predominantly in AABB format. And this format usually serves as a very melodic cadence to the lyrics, and it really enhances the storytelling aspect. For a storytelling to kind of work in a very smooth manner, it does need to follow, in my opinion, it does need to follow some sort of pattern, maybe, to flow with right, you know, from your tongue very smoothly. And so following this kind of pattern of an AABB really helps with that that flow of melody. So thematically speaking, Do You Remember explores, again, the fleeting nature of time and the significance of friendship. It celebrates the innocence of joy in youth, as you guys saw, you know, in third grade, the pranks, seventh, eighth grade, all that, and then jumping into a more mature format or later in the college and adult years. And it acknowledges the inevitability of change and the passage into adulthood. The consistent reoccurring chorus that you guys heard, specifically that first line, really reinforces the themes of remembrance and an idea of camaraderie. And so I think for choruses too, although I made mine a little change up a bit, I think that consistent first line serves as, you know, that idea of remembrance and how, you know, these memories will never be forgotten if you kind of like sing about it and you repeat it. And so throughout the song, you know, the vivid imagery of what the pranks were, what grade they were in, the colors, all that sort of stuff really plays into those cherished specific moments and how carefree the days were. You know, for example, like on the playground or through the breathtaking vistas atop the mountain peaks. And so each verse unfolds those memories, and it really is a heartfelt tribute to the power, again, of friendship and that bond and the enduring impact of those shared experiences. And I think that's the beauty of the song, is that the song is particularly more special to the characters of Nick and Jamin. And for the song, I was actually encouraged not to write an autobiographical content, which means that, you know, this shouldn't all be about your own experience. And I think I did draw on some scenes that I specifically experienced, but sometimes you want to look outside the box and really see, you know, what kinds of scenes seems more special, you know, what some people do that you probably wouldn't do, and look into all these different avenues in which you can explore and talk about. All right, so for the remainder of the show, I will be turning on a couple more songs. And this next one is called Dogs and Thunder by Weeping Tile. So I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
A rifle sits behind her sleeping ear. Echo on the cold wall, closest neighbor couldn't hear. We dug a hole in the fall, so now it's a frozen burial, and she's gone. I'm gonna build a cross for a spot between the trees and stick it in firm so it won't sway in their breeze. Well, you and I had trouble making up our half-assed minds, but she'd seen 16 years of our kind. And what's it like when your memories start to freeze? It's time I go across the snowy barnyard, just past the driving shed, shadowing me in the moon. Well, I was in a movie in my head. This pile of dirt on the ground will sink when nobody's around. And winter covers everything. Everything's not dead.
That song was Dogs and Thunder by Weeping Tile. The next one is called Sunglasses at Night. Sounds probably familiar with you guys, by Corey Hart. So I hope you guys enjoy. Here's the next song.
Don't mess with red with the guy in shade.
That was Sunglasses at Night by Corey Hartz. The next song I would like to introduce for you guys is called The Littlest Birds by the Be Good Tanyas. So I hope you guys enjoy. Here is the next song.
I feel like an old hobo.
That's why I recommend the experts at
That was The Little Birds by To Be Good Tanyas. I hope you guys enjoyed that song. The weather is amazing. I hope you guys all get a chance to go outside and enjoy it. My name is Jeff, and I will see you all next week. Bye, everyone, and good luck. It's just you. So we don't.
We can ride. Let's just go outside.
I know we're having cold, but I love you, bro. I hope you understand that this is how I didn't think I planned. There's some damage. My fear is how I navigate the planet. If I stop myself from talking, it will stop your friends from laughing at. I'm putting sword up on the bandage. I'm walking with the lasso on the stage as I rope a dope. My only hope, I'm hoping I won't overdose. I'm too old for the 27 club, but I'm a total joke. I just hope that you're doing better. I can't get on the phone right now because I'm scared. I'm supposed to be the big older sister, not remotely close. I'm just trying not to break down, if you know, you know. I guess maybe I should go to therapy. Cause keeping it inside is something that is eating me alive. I don't think that I would die. I ain't living to survive. You can see it in my eyes. Cause fuck.
Hi, I'm Sookyun Lee. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, yeah, in Vancouver.
I said my goodbyes in the garden, stifling my cries, beg your pardon.